From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Baghdad and in Washington, teams from the CIA and the Defense Department are looking for evidence that Saddam Hussein is either dead or alive. So far, there are no hard facts either way, despite two recent U.S. airstrikes intended to kill him. Meanwhile, much as in the ongoing search for Osama bin Laden, rumors and speculation abound. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Saddam Hussein was spotted in an eastern Baghdad neighborhood this morning. He was also reported to be sheltering in the Russian embassy in Baghdad. That is, if he wasn't buried in the pile of rubble left by Monday's attempted assassination.
You're going to hear all kinds of wild reports, and somebody did say that it's almost going to be like Elvis sightings.
Like many Mideast analysts, Judith Yaffe of National Defense University says she has no idea whether the de facto deposed leader is alive or not. Intelligence assessments over the past 3 weeks have swayed back and forth. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld suggested some Iraqi officials were being smuggled into neighboring Syria. Then today, Central Command spokesman Major General Victor Renouart announced a U.S. offensive in a new place on the map, the far western town of Qaim.
It is, as you know, the border town right along the Syrian border. It has had a substantial presence of Iraqi Special Republican Guard, paramilitary force, and some regular army units in that area.
Could Saddam Hussein be seeking exile either in Syria or points beyond? Maybe, but Ken Pollack of the Brookings Institution doesn't think so.
He believes that if he is not in power in Iraq, he is a dead man, that there are too many people out there who are looking for his head on a platter, if not his entire body cut up into little pieces.
Pollack believes if Saddam is alive, he is most likely in his hometown of Tikrit.
Many of his highest-ranking officials are from Tikrit. Many of the members of the Special Republican Guard, the Republican Guard, and other internal security services are from Tikrit, and they have all benefited from Saddam's patronage, from privileges and perks of all different kinds, and even the city itself and the broad population of Tikrit has benefited tremendously from the generosity of its favorite son.
Pollack says popular loyalty to Saddam in Tikrit could mean a much more violent standoff than in Baghdad. Iraqi exiles say Tikrit has long been intended as a backup command center for the regime, with its own maze of bunkers and tunnels and VIP centers. Some of those have come under heavy U.S. bombing in recent days, an effort to prevent just such a final stand. Analyst Judith Yaffe doesn't see how Saddam could have made it to Tikrit undetected. And the mystery, she adds, is not just his disappearance, but that of his entire inner circle. They're nowhere to be seen and apparently nowhere to be heard on intelligence intercepts.
One could speculate anything. They could have all split up into different locations and tried to flee. They could be all together somewhere in a bunker. He could have killed some of them because he thought maybe they betrayed him. In the first incident, decapitation attack, as it was called, because everyone said that somebody inside had given out his location.
For some analysts, this mass disappearance of the inner circle is the best evidence yet that Saddam Hussein did die. Under this theory, the Iraqi dictator, true to character, may have been prepared to fight to the death, but his closest cohorts were not. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.